South Sudan signed the Treaty of Accession into the East African Community in October 2016, which allowed it to move from observer status to being a full member. Among other benefits, it was granted the right to vote. Juba sent 9 members to the East African Legislative Assembly. It also sent about 10 South Sudanese to various scholarship programs and training programs under the docket of the regional body. Alex Lubajo, a coordinator at South Sudan's East African Affairs Ministry, says Juba has yet to ratify the customs union, a key protocol in the East African Community. He says economic challenges have hindered South Sudan from ratifying some EAC protocols.
We have got the capacity gap, both institutional and human. We have got the issues around the economy, which have been really challenging, because some of these things, they need you also to be injecting in something so that the implementation becomes a little bit more easier.
According to information available on the East African Community website, the customs union is the first regional integration milestone and a critical foundation of the EAC, which has been in force since 2005 as defined in Article 75 of the Treaty for the Establishment of the East African Community. It says EAC partner states agreed to establish free trade on goods and services between members and agreed on a common external tariff whereby imports from countries outside the EAC zone are subjected to the same tariff when sold to an EAC partner state. The protocol requires that goods moving freely within the EAC must comply with the EAC rules of origin and with certain provisions of the protocol for the establishment of the East African Community Customs Union. Lubajo says South Sudan does not enjoy some of these benefits because it has not completed work on the customs union protocols. For example, he says unlike other member states, South Sudanese must pay visa fees when they cross into Uganda and Kenya.
Once we harmonize our tariffs with the EAC, because we grouped them into three, so once we harmonize them, goods from East Africa will be cheaper than goods from outside the East African region.
Member states must comply with the 4 EAC pillars or protocols: customs union, common market, monetary union, and political federation. Aside from not meeting all EAC protocols, South Sudan still struggles to pay its membership fees to the regional body. Recent news reports indicated South Sudan had not paid $27 million in membership fees. Lubajo says in recent weeks, Juba managed to pay $1.5 million as part of the accumulated arrears. South Sudan is expected to annually pay membership dues of at least $7.5 million to the regional body. Lubajo says Juba is working to ratify the protocols on the customs union and a common market.
Right now, we have requested for an extension of 2 years and a half because we started to, we applied a little bit late. We are trying to identify areas we have completed, areas that are missing, which I cannot go into details because there are many.
According to a February 27th communique of a recent EAC summit for heads of state in Arusha, the leadership directed the EAC secretariat to work on the complete integration of South Sudan into the community. The communique said the EAC is looking at a roadmap for what it called, quote, the accelerated integration of the Republic of South Sudan into the EAC, and directed the council to conclude the process. For VOA News, I'm Wake Simon Wudu in Juba.